Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here once again on a Friday morning. And Roy, we had a government report there yesterday. It doesn't sound like the market took a whole lot of time to digest those numbers, huh?
It was a real interesting day yesterday. I was on the road through a fairly good part of the trading session yesterday, and first we had people predicting the market was going to go one way, and then it went the other way, and then it went back the other way, and when it all was said and done and it came out in the wash, why, the grain markets closed lower, but they certainly spent a lot of time trying to digest everything before they finally ended up there.
The things that I read from yesterday were it was all technical. It technically lower yesterday, technically lower here in the overnight session again. When we read that, Roy, what does that mean?
Well, I think probably what they're referring to is that we've seen a lot of volatility here since harvest time, actually, which is kind of unusual. But even after harvest is almost over, we had a pretty sharp sell-off there in November, and then a rally back, and then a pretty sharp sell-off again. And every time that it seemed like the market rallied back, why, it would get just to a certain level, and it couldn't go any higher. And so we had some what would be called overhead resistance. And basically this rally we've had on the South American weather problems is kind of the market will only go so far based on the assumption that the South Americans are having weather problems. And in fact, I think what yesterday's report proved was that they are, but it wasn't strong enough to get through that resistance. And so finally, when the market closed yesterday, why, we were a few pennies lower, and we were that way again overnight last night.
Yeah. So what would you say would be the next market moving report? Probably what, planting intentions at the end of March?
Well, the big one is planting intentions. And, you know, in all honesty, if you look back historically, the track record of the corn and soybean market is that it doesn't do much this time of year. And, you know, at the very best, we're probably going to hold the level we're at or maybe be a little bit lower, and in a lot of years you see the market trending down now into the end of February, so you know, I guess don't be surprised if we see prices a little bit lower for a while. You know, in the cash market, the basis is holding together, and you know, just don't hold your breath, just kind of wait for better news next spring.
You know, and there's, I would say that there's conflicting things going on. You brought up the basis. I see there are some end users that are going a positive basis compared to futures. And, you know, that's happened kind of quietly, but we need to kind of sit up and take notice of this, huh?
Well, yeah, we do. And, you know, I haven't seen the positive basis here in the country, but certainly at the ethanol plants and so forth, they're bidding up pretty good on the grains there to keep the supply flowing, and that's a sign that even though we have days like yesterday and overnight last night, it's not all gloom and doom in this market. We still got pretty good demand, and we haven't seen any major sell-offs here yet. You know, we could go back down and test those lows from earlier in January and still be in pretty good shape.
Sure. We haven't talked a whole lot about new crop 2012. Are there the same opportunities there that the old crop is presenting?
Well, the new crop futures bids about a dollar below the old crop. So, you know, it's kind of, you look at that and say, I don't know if I want to sell into that or not. You probably, you know, if you're wanting to sell new crop, the first thing I would say would be to try to sell it into the futures or hedge to arrive and not lock in the cash, because the basis on new crop's about 30 cents below the basis on old crop on corn. Now, that's not necessarily the case on soybeans. On soybeans, the futures prices for old and new crop is just about the same. And the basis on the new crop is, again, discounted about 40 cents. So, you know, when you're thinking about making new crop sales, you kind of got to be aware of the different tools that are available. And, you know, my preference is to sell it some way so that you're not locking in that basis.
And that's maybe a good transition to our last point. Coming up next week in West Point, you and Tim Lemons will be going over some of these pre-harvest marketing plans, right?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to be focusing on the pre-harvest marketing time period and playing a computer simulation game that's similar to the old Winning the Game, but not quite the same. It's one that actually Tim has developed over the past year, and so we look forward to that, and we try to make that kind of fun and educational as we go.
And I know when you come to West Point, boy, there's going to be, you know, you like seeing some old friends, like making new friends as well. It'd be just good to have you back in the county, Roy.
Well, I look forward to it. F&M Bank has been a good supporter of what I do, and so I look forward to meeting with those folks, and not just to meet the old farm friends, but my buddy Tom McMahon over there at the KTIC. I'm going to have to stop in and say hello to him while I'm in the area.
Oh, we look forward to the visit here at the radio station, and I guess we kind of have to wrap things up here this morning, Roy. For folks that want more information, how can we do that?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. SoyRoy.com, my website.
Appreciate the information there, sir, and I look forward to visiting with you again next week.
I'll be there next week, you bet.
All right, Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here this morning on KTIC.